My understanding is that there's been a new law about Warsaw property that has been developed by the Polish government, and with the assistance of the World Jewish Restitution Organization, they've been able to identify over 2,000 claimants whose properties may be available for submitting a claim against through the Polish government.
They actually published a list of 2,613 street addresses.
Yes.
For open property claims.
Yes.
But without the names of the owners.
Correct.
Now, what is the database that the WJRO advertised?
So what the WJRO have done is, because the Warsaw database only has the address list, the WJRO has taken it upon themselves to match it against old phone records, and basically they've been able to match addresses with names. So they have a website available that's called warsawproperty.org, whereby users can go in and search by address or surname or name, and they are able to match, hopefully find their name listed or the names of the persons that they are inquiring about listed against the specific addresses. It actually builds on earlier negotiations that have been held between the Claims Conference, the World Jewish Restitution Organization, and the Polish government to really get some restitution recognition for Polish Holocaust survivors. Poland, unlike Germany, hadn't actually developed the program of compensation. So the Claims Conference and the WJRO have really been involved in trying to get some recognition for the losses of lives and property of Polish Holocaust survivors.
And I believe that there is a very limited time of opportunity to claim.
Yes, absolutely. I have found information to suggest that claimants to the properties that have been listed by the WJRO have 6 months. That it's best if claimants and families around the world go to the Warsaw Property website at www.warsawproperty.org and they search for families or street addresses, and they find whether their property is actually listed.
Are you optimistic that some people will manage to get some restitution for the properties in Warsaw?
Absolutely. And I think Jewish organizations such as Jewish Care play a pivotal role in promoting the availability of this database, helping our aging Holocaust survivors. We're talking about an event that ended 71 years ago, helping them connect with lost property, lost relatives, and information that is really that they are entitled to. So I think that Jewish Care has a critical role in helping Holocaust survivors attain, hopefully, success in their attempts to receive the lost property that was stolen from them.
We are talking to Magali Kaplan, Holocaust Survivors Support Program Manager at Jewish Care Victoria. Magali Kaplan, do you help Holocaust survivors if they have any claim?
We can certainly help them pursue their claims. We can help connect them with the World Jewish Restitution Organization or the Claims Conference, and also connect them with the relevant Polish agencies that are charged with trying to match their claim with their properties that were looted. The main supports that we provide Holocaust survivors are with access to funds in the form of pensions through the German government, and also funded help at home. So we can help them obtain home and personal care services, dental care, medical assistance, emergency aid, food, transport, etc.
What happened in the past with the restitutions from Poland? Was anyone successful in the past to regain his property or reclaim his property or to get compensation for his property?
I don't believe so. I am not aware of any Melbourne or Sydney Polish-born Holocaust survivors who may have submitted a claim that has been successful. Having said that, there's a database with over 2,600 properties, as you mentioned. We are currently supporting over 380 Polish Holocaust survivors. So our efforts will be in terms of promoting the availability of this database to them and their families so that they can do research and find out if they have a valid claim. And similarly, there must be a similar number of Polish Holocaust survivors in Sydney who might be able to also access information about their property through this website. http://warsawproperty.org.
Magali, before the war, Poland was home to about 3.3 million Jews, the largest community in Europe then. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them, we know, perished in the Holocaust. Did they ever get community buildings back, community property back?
It's a very interesting question. I'm not aware whether they actually got restitution as a community back. I am aware that there are active efforts in today's Poland and in specific cities that were once inhabited by Jewish people, such as Kazimierz, to preserve historical shuls and communities and to establish, for example, Chabad entities. I do believe that there are new museums that are being established by the Polish government to draw attention to the Jewish life that was so important prior to the Shoah that was in Poland. And I think this initiative to recover the names of addresses of houses that belong to Jewish people is a significant effort to achieve that form of restitution. I think it's important for listeners to be aware that Jewish Care is here to be able to support them. So we would really like to encourage them to contact us for any supports that they might need assistance with.
We are talking to Magali Kaplan, Holocaust Survivor Support Program Manager at Jewish Care Victoria. Magali, how do you help? What assistance do you give Holocaust survivors in Australia?
Jewish Care plays a pivotal role in helping distribute funds that are negotiated by the Claims Conference with the German government to reach out to Holocaust survivors in Victoria and other states of Australia. So we receive funding directly from the Claims Conference to help pay for services that Holocaust survivors receive in the community: home care, housekeeping, personal care, transport, medical aid and equipment, dental assistance, and emergency aid. We provide support to over 1,000 Holocaust survivors on an annual basis.
And how can they contact you?
They should contact Jewish Care on 03-8517-5999.
Magali Kaplan, thank you very much.